From whence they came, let them belong there. In the autumn of 1883, Baron's former pupil and later employer, Henry, Count of Champort, fell seriously ill. As soon as he had received the news, Baron immediately took a train to Frohsdorf, near Vienna, where he found the Count on his deathbed. He was tasked with executing Chambord's will and dealing with his property and all the matters relating to his funeral. By that time, Baron was 84 years old. The overall physical strain and the cold Baron caught afterwards were probably the cause of his death on the 5th of October, just a few days after Henry's funeral. He was buried in nearby Lanzenkirchen, far from Prague and Paris, where he would have perhaps preferred to lie in rest. To honour Baron's memory, Czech scientists had a huge inscription made, Baron, which can still clearly be seen to this day, situated on a rock above rich Paleozoic deposits. The rock wall around the inscription was levelled off and polished by a masonry firm to form a plaque. The plaque with the inscription is 4.8 metres long, 1.4 metres high, and weighs 1,600 kilograms. Baron left his collection to the Czech lands, claiming, "From the Czech lands they come, so to the Czech lands let them belong."